Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach here, and I'm so excited to be talking to you today after the last two shows here on the Mama Truth Show. If you have not listened to the last two shows, I highly recommend going back and listening to them. Our show about teaching our boys to take off the mask with Ashanti Branch was phenomenal, all about really raising our boys to create an emotionally safe environment for them, and recognizing how our boys are constantly asked to put on that mask of being tough, be a man, don't be a pussy, that kind of stuff, which slayed me. And there's an incredible film that the Misrepresentation Project put out that features Ashanti and his Ever Forward Club movement. So I was so struck by that. And obviously I'm not raising boys in my family in terms of who my husband and I have given birth to. We have two girls, as most of you know. But I do have a lot of boys in my family. I have four nephews, and I really was so just, my heart was just breaking to see what our boys are going through and how important it is to really help them have that safe place to be emotional and to get out of that trap of wanting them to be strong or suck it up, and instead allowing them to have a safe place and a haven, really, to express their feelings. And then, of course, on last week's show, I had the amazing Bree Mathers here, who was talking about loving the skin that you're in and talking about what our girls are facing with the over-sexualization of girls at such a young age, and really even how girls are starting to self-objectify themselves, objectifying themselves, treating themselves as if they're objects, treating themselves as if they are there solely for the pleasure of boys, which I just think is so fascinating. And so here we are as a society with both boys and girls being given these messages that you are not enough, that it's not okay to show your emotions, that you need to look perfect and be perfect. And whether that perfection really shows up for boys as being tough, or the perfection that shows up for girls as being sexy, right? When you boil it all down to it, it's kind of one or the other for them. And how damaging this is. And so one of the things that I know that I'm working on doing with my girls, with my nephews, with my nieces, with all the children in my life, is to really give them that space to be imperfect. Give them that space to drop the mask, to lean in, and to really tell the truth about what's going on, which of course is part of my work in the world, whether with the kids in my life, or with the women that I do circles with, or the Moms and Mama Truth Circle, or any of the other programs in Intermingle Reform School, and all of these programs that I do, is it really is that place for us to be real. So my question for you today here on the Mama Truth Show is to really look at, what's that perfectionist game that your child is playing? And what is that their particular flavor and version of perfection? And what's your version of it? Whether you're trying to be the perfect mom by always showing up and volunteering for everything, or you're trying to be the perfect employee and like kick ass at your job and be amazing at it, or you're trying to look perfect or have the perfect weight, or age perfectly, or whatever it is, just really that thread of perfectionism. And what's the version that, because I really believe we all suffer from it in one way or another, it's just about that mask that we're wearing, where we're trying to be. It really is, as some people would say, what our ego and our, I once heard it called, I think it's Sue Mortar, an amazing spiritual teacher, that calls it the protected personality, right? And we have these protected personalities within us, and our children do as well. And sometimes, I think of the movie, oh gosh, now I'm forgetting the name, but you know where, Inside Out. That's it. You know, the movie where it was like her mask was being the happy kid all the time. And then, of course, we get to see the insides of her and there's all these other emotions that are being shoved down. And then suddenly when she can blend those all together, when there's space for all of our different emotions, that is when we become authentically ourselves. So that's my challenge for you today. That's my question and inquiry is, where is that perfectionism seeping in for you, for your kids, for the children in your life? And how can you create a safe place for yourself to tell the truth, to drop the mask, to lean into all of those, that whole spectrum of emotions? And how can you also do that for your kids? And I'm telling you, you know, this is one of the things where I talk with Annabella about this a lot, because, you know, she's 9 and a half right now. And, you know, she's old enough for me to really talk about this concept, but we talk a lot about, you know, having that safe place. And I always tell her how much I like her, that I don't just love you, sweetheart. I really, really like you. And I really like your company, and I really find you interesting, and you're so smart, and you're so interesting to me, and I like knowing what's going on in your head, and I like hearing about how things are going for you, and I like understanding what your experience is in the world, and really becoming fascinated with what her experience is, because of course, you know, she's in fourth grade now, going on to fifth grade in the fall, and it's like she has this whole world that is happening for her that I don't know really that much about. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but it's like, you know, her version of going to work, going to school every day. And it really is about me becoming curious and creating that space for her to talk about what is really going on, and to her to have that place where she doesn't have to be the Annabella, the protected personality that she's become at school, and allowing that safe place for her to become authentically 100% herself and have all the space for all the emotions. And I think we as moms can really do the same thing with our children and in our own lives by modeling this, by not always having to be the cheerful mom or the enthusiastic mom or whatever version of that there is for you, but allowing our kids to see all of the different facets of our emotional life and of who we are. And of course, this is why I love meditation so much and really have it as part of my daily practice, is because it allows me to go into that space of silence and see how the present moment is really all that we have. And in the present moment, there is perfection and there's imperfection. It's like the imperfection is the perfection. All right, mama. So I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. You can always email me at support@mamatruthcircle.com. Make sure to join my community on Facebook at facebook.com/Amy Ehlers Coach. I'm also going to be doing, I've just started doing Wake Up Call Wednesdays live at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time, 12:30 p.m. Eastern time on my Facebook page, a live broadcast where I'm interacting with people just like you. Go and like my page, and you can sign up at wakeupcallshow.com to get notifications about those on Wednesdays. And, you know, I'm just talking about all sorts of different topics, and it's so fun to interact. And those are 20 minutes or less, those Facebook Live sessions. So mark it on your calendar. Come and check it out at facebook.com/Amy Ehlers Coach. And with that, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Keep dropping those masks and keep getting curious about what's underneath the mask for your kids. Okay, darling. And stay tuned for next week. We're going to have an awesome show of Your Brain on Puberty, where I am interviewing a fantastic researcher at Cal Berkeley who looks at the impact of puberty on the brain. Oh, man, I love that kind of stuff. So I can't wait. I hope you tune in. All right. Much love. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share the Mama Truth Show with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. And make sure to visit mamatruthcircle.com to become part of our free community of soulful mamas. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.